It's the Brian Goff Show presented by Penn Golf. We teased this last week, and I mean, I feel honored. Johnny Wonder, welcome back to the Brian Goff Show.
Happy to be here.
You have a big announcement. I'm going to let you take it away. I'm just going to say congratulations before anyone else.
Thank you very much. So if you haven't figured it out already over the last week, like, I am no longer with WRX as of February 28th. And, you know, said it last week and want to say it again. Like, those boys over there at WRX gave me a life in the golf industry, and eternally grateful, and I'll never forget the opportunity. They gave me a platform to grow, and Richard Odie and Aaron Martin, especially those two, they took a huge winger on me when I got hired there, a huge winger. And I it brings tears to my eyes. Like, those guys were really good to me. But, you know, that website works on with a small, passionate crew, huge website, huge platform. You know, I got to work for the best website in golf for 3 years. Yeah. So, but, you know, life has its opportunities and things happen. So, you know, over the winter time, and I want to start off by saying, if Chris Trott doesn't do what he does on tour for TaylorMade,
yep,
I don't have the opportunity that I have now. It doesn't exist. He created a new Trotty job. Yep. So over the holidays, I think a lot of the club companies were looking to replicate or do their version of what he's doing. And so I ended up taking a job, and I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I'm the new content marketing manager for Callaway Golf. So what that means, thank you very much. I'll be working directly for a guy, and I took the job because of my new boss, this guy named Jeff Newbarth. He's a street hustler just like I am. And Jeff is, he's the executive producer for all the matches. He's Callaway is his main employer. He's the executive producer of Callaway Media. But he also is the executive producer of all the matches. So Tiger Phil, he's the guy,
yeah,
for all those. And, you know, got to know him really well through the process. It was a long process over the course of like 45 days of, you know, interviews and this and that. And, you know, they wanted to crank up their tour content and crank up some other content and really give the Callaway branding a sort of a new look and a rawer look. And, you know, basically what I do, which is Fast and Furious. And,
right.
And so I'll be out on tour. I'll say this, you know, barring COVID craziness, but, you know, normal circumstances, 25 to 30 weeks a year, I'll be out there at the big events between the PGA and the LPGA tour. You know, on top of that, other miscellaneous, you know, trips and stuff we'll be doing for player content and whatever else. But, yeah, I mean, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you go to the Callaway IG, it'll be me.
It's Johnny
giving away all the Callaway nuggets. What's going on in the truck, working with Kellen Watson and Jacob Davidson, who's the big guy on the truck. And Johnny Thompson, Simon Wood. They got a really cool crew of guys. And I'm also looking forward to just hanging out with a lot of my other friends from the other OEMs. I've created a bunch of really fun relationships with those guys. So the support, like, my biggest fear taking the job was, you know, I'm kicking 90% of my Rolodex to the street,
yeah,
right? You know, that was the cool thing about the WRX thing, was I had relationships with everybody. But the amount of congratulations and happiness and, you know, positive vibes that I got when I told, you know, the people that know now, they were excited. I mean, people were jacked up, and I knew immediately that I had made the right decision. And, you know, the people at Callaway, the opportunity and the amount of runway they're giving me and the resources, if I screw this up, it's on me.
Yeah.
Like, I know this, and I'll take this to my grave. If this doesn't come off, it ain't because of Callaway.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't think it'll not come off. I think it's going to be brilliant. But they have stepped up with a ton of support and enthusiasm to bring me over there. And I'm home. Like, I'm happy.
Well, and to the point, like you said, you know, this is kind of like, you're right in your wheelhouse. That's what you do best. You do. Like, you just do.
Right.
You know, like, you don't ask questions. You just go.
Right.
And unless somebody pulls you back, you're not going to stop. You know, so like something like this, where somebody's going to give you a little bit of leeway, a little bit of runway, I'm pumped to see what you do. Like, for me, on my end, I sit back here, like, I came kind of like you into golf more though from the media side.
Right.
Like, I came as a silly radio personality, and we were behind, right? And then we kind of caught up, and then golf's sitting here, and the golf's super behind,
right?
And so you come in as somebody who was, you know, hey, I've been there before, like, you know, behind,
right?
And now we're ahead of the curve. You go, man, like, golf is something that needs to be tapped into, and we're still sitting here going, when are companies going to do what they need to do,
right,
and take the step? Obviously, some of them have, but like, this is a big step.
Well, it's a hard, sorry to interrupt you.
No, but I was going
to
say, and Callaway's done it good, but I can only imagine how much better it's going to be with you.
Well, it's a hard, like, and I'm not saying this because I got the job. I'm not like, this is just the truth. You have to find is a very specific person that can do that particular job, right? Yeah. Like, you have to have, you can't just be good on camera. Like, you have to have just ridiculous amount of knowledge around tour equipment, how the trucks work, what testings are like. Like, I mean, you just have to know. And I've been living with that for 25 years. That's all mm-hmm. I think about is.
Well, and how many people know equipment but can't do the other side?
Exactly. Right. I mean, and at the same time, you have to be able to produce content, edit content. You have to be able to write. I mean, there's this job checks off everything that I do well. It checks off every box. And, you know, that's why Trotty's so effective at what he does, is because he's in his world, right? Like, he's got a playroom in that truck, and he's got the most iconic staff in the history of golf. And it's the perfect storm.
Right.
And he's a street hustler, which makes it even better. He's a salesman, right? So you have to find, you know, you have to be that person and willing to travel and, you know, sacrifice your time with your family, which I'm doing. But the companies could go out and find people, but you're looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yep.
I mean, you really are. And I'm not saying this to discourage competition to go out and find another person like me or Trotty, but and there's only one Trotty. I mean, I'll never replicate what he's doing, but.
Well, you don't have an accent.
I don't have an accent.
And that's your thing.
But
he doesn't have the little, you know, salt and pepper in his beard.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
But it's going to be cool because we're coming at it from two different angles. He is a fitter builder.
Right.
My sole focus is to tell stories. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have a lot more time to do this than he does. You know, he's squeezing videos in between when he's actually doing what pays his bills.
Right.
Which is fitting players in a
partner. By the way, like, that's just my balance here. That's the hardest part here.
Right.
You know, like, it just fitting, building, and then creating content. It's
so I'm getting stuff. Paid to just do content.
Amazing.
So, you know, and there's, to be honest, like, there's skills I'm going to have to learn. Like, you know, I can obviously very creative with the camera. I know how to do all that stuff, but like, you know, dealing with just a room and a truck, you know, making that look sexy and, you know, 'cause the truck's the truck and, you know, it's a lot of work and guys flying around, but, we're going to be doing have a new podcast. It's going to be called the Tour Authentic Podcast. I think that's kind of the working title right now. That'll probably go up in the next month or whatever, but that'll be my new show.
What a good name.
It'll be on PGA Tour Radio.
Can we real quick then talk about just for like 30 seconds, the FT Tour, but remember when they had the FT9 Tour Authentic?
Yes.
That was one of the greatest drivers ever. It was the greatest. That's all I need to say.
Do you know what's funny?
The Tour Authentic. That was a thing. Do they still have a Tour Authentic branch of their equipment?
They do.
They need to.
They're actually, I think they're talking about bringing that back.
Bring it back.
Having that vault where you can get, like the TCBs, I think will be part of the Tour Authentic program. The Triple Diamond Heads. I think they're going to bring that back to the website. And hopefully I can help. I think, I don't know, I'm speculating, but I think that was part of the conversation. But they have a very, very unique profile. Like for a gearhead like me, Callaway is a very interesting company to work for because they have very tour specific product.
Right.
And they're the only company that has extremely tour specific product at the levels that they do. Triple Diamond Head, Single Diamond Head, Triple Diamond LS, TCB Irons. I mean, they just came out.
red, you know, flat adapters, you know.
Yeah, they have stuff. Adapters.
They have the stupidest
stuff.
It's amazing.
A strong adapter, which cranks down another half degree or up a half. I mean, they have so many little nuggets, but, you know, there's so much fun stuff to play with. And they have a huge staff. You know, obviously being able to work with Phil a little bit, Rom.
Isn't that your first job, first task?
So
Players Week.
So Players Week is my first official week of working, and part of that, it's our marketing shoot is at the Players first Monday and Tuesday. And I'll be doing content with Phil Mickelson, I believe, on Tuesday. which is getting thrown right into the fire right away.
No kidding.
I mean, it's like, but the funny thing is, my dad asked me this. He's like, aren't you nervous about, and I'm like, no, I know more about Phil's bag than probably everybody but him and Garrett Pond. Like, I know his bag. I know when he switches. I know why he switches. I know why he likes certain shit. I mean, I know his bag. Besides Tiger, I know Phil's bag better than anybody. So I can have a conversation. My job is to talk about golf clubs. So I can have a conversation with about Phil and his golf clubs very comfortably. Yep. You start talking about politics and money management and anything else, you know, that he likes to talk about, I might struggle.
For wellness coffee?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm intrigued by that.
I could jive with him on that stuff, though.
I'm intrigued. I want to know.
I was on a hot one about 5 years ago, and I was into the Shaka coffee and all this other stuff. Like, I was deep. It's right when I got sober.
When we leave here, I'm grabbing a Starbucks. I'm like, just one coffee now. But Starbucks right there, by the way.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to be like, I'm excited to, a couple of their young phenoms that they have on staff, Minwoo Lee and Akshay Bhatia, are already buddies of mine. So like, it was fun to tell them, hey, like, I'm coming to Callaway.
You're a big Bhatia guy.
Yeah, I know him. So okay. It's, and I know I'm buddies. George Gankus, I don't even know if George is still his coach, but I'm buddies with George Gankus.
Yep.
So I got to know Akshay, everybody calls him Shay. I got to know him through George Gankus, but I know Minwoo Lee really, really well. So it was fun to like tell Min like, hey, I'm going to be doing all the tour content for Callaway. And I really want to give that kid, for example, a platform, a new platform and a new voice in America. And you know, there's a couple of players I have my eyes on to give, you know, get people to know them. And they have some cool Korn Ferry tours. They have a really cool content creator named Luke Kwan, who's a Korn Ferry tour / YouTuber, really talented player. He's played at Oklahoma. Excited to work with him. They have a really cool influencer staff now that I can't announce yet, but they will eventually. You'll see it from the marketing shoot. But a couple of buddies that I know really, really well,
nice,
are now Callaway influencers.
John Rahm, how awesome is that?
See, that's what I'm.
John Rahm.
Can I say something out loud?
You were going to learn so much working around him.
I think he's going to be a top three player for at least the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah,
like he's got that. He's special. But like to unlock his personality a little bit and get people to kind of get to know John. I've met John Rahm. The company that I am a partner in, a film company in LA called the Traveling Picture Show Company, is a big commercial company. And they did an Adidas campaign. Oddly enough, it was the first time I ever saw Sergio with Callaway equipment.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in the middle of the summer in 2017. He had not, it hadn't been announced, but he had already signed. And
right.
He had to take, it was an Adidas campaign for 2018. So he was in Callaway gear,
okay,
getting ready for a commercial that was going to come out after it was announced, right? So, but Rahm was there, and it was when Tim Mickelson was still his manager, and I got to talk to him a little bit, because, you know, you're on camera, we're filming him or whatever, and, you know, between shots, you're like, hey, how's it going, blah, 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 and he's a nice guy. He's funny. He's really, really smart, but I don't think on tour you see what he's really like. Like, he's a good dude.
I love everything about him. There is legitimately, when it comes, and I'm not just saying this because now the connection, like I've never had one bad thing. Like when John Rahm is on TV, and maybe it's because I just love how he hits the ball.
So do I.
It's not even a swing. Like I love how he hits the ball.
You should hear it.
Yeah. I just absolutely love it. And I think he's so animated. He's so hilarious and he's so fired up. You know, like I'm just so ready for more John Rahm. And, you know, when you say he's going to be the top three in the world for the next however many years, I don't disagree. I'm just excited for that.
Yeah, so am
I. Because I want to see him play more. I want to see him, you know, playing all the big events. I want to see him win a major, you know. I want to see that happen.
He'll win multiple, but
I hope so, man.
It's like, I mean, what an opportunity. I mean,
I'm pumped. What about Annika Sorenstam?
That's another one.
Dude, she's coming back. Obviously, she just played, and that was pretty amazing to see her. She's in my top five, like, most influential and most important players to me. You know, like
she's my favorite girl golfer all time, hands down.
100%. But
she's
a
monster.
She might be third or fourth on, like, for me, it's Tiger, it's Duval, it's Annika, Arnold, and then maybe Phil Mickelson jumps in there because you got to think, but Payne Stewart is like for a different reason, very different reasons. We didn't get enough of him, obviously, right. unfortunately. But like, that's my five or six, right?
Yeah.
And so she's in there.
Oh, she's amazing.
And the fact she's going to make a run at the U.S. Senior is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And you could potentially be a part of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to meet and get to know Henrik Stenson is going to be fun. I'm really excited to meet Danny Willett.
He's a legend.
Yeah, dude. I'm really excited to meet Danny Willett. There's a bunch of players on their staff. I want to meet Maverick McNeely. I heard he's a good kid. You know, there's...
With all due respect to Berger, I want McNeely to win Pebbles so bad. So
he's
bad.
Pure.
He's so good.
Yeah,
that
so
round
good.
He played, he was so like, yeah, kind of, I'm going to play really good today. And I don't care if I win, but it'd be kind of cool. It was like the coolest thing.
I get why he has the attitude he has because of his dad.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's the kid comes from... billions of dollars, but you never know it. Like, you know, when he went out on tour, he financed himself, he raised money, like he did it like every other kid did. His dad's not floating the bill for any of that stuff from what I've heard, which I thought was cool, right? It's not as scary when your dad's your dad, but at the same time, it's like, I've heard nothing but awesome things about Mav McNeely as a kid,
yeah,
like as a guy. So I'm really excited to meet Kevin Kistner. Kevin Na is the one I like want to sink my teeth into. I love Kevin Na.
I feel like the two of you make sense.
I'm a huge Kevin Na fan.
I think Kiz will be great. I think Na and you make a lot of sense.
I want, and I know his teacher really well. Drew Steckel's a really good buddy of mine. So like that part's going to be fun.
Michelle Wee's in there too.
I've met Michelle. Yep. She's nice, yep. But she's hurt. So I don't know how much she's
hurt.
Playing.
Motherhood.
Andy Van Dam, I'm super jacked to meet.
What would you do if you had her?
Sure,
I mean, like, seriously, how much farther would you go in life in golf if you had her golf swing?
I wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be here. You'd be doing something.
I'd be Bay Hill.
Yeah. Seriously.
Bay Hill though, playing right now.
Her swing's so money.
Yeah, but
I didn't know she was Callaway, so that's kind of.
Yeah, she's Callaway. Like, it's going to be fun. Like, and, you know, it's for the first time I'll have eyes on the colleges to see what kids are coming up and, you know, I won't be a part of that process. It's way above my pay grade, but just to be able to identify, I wonder if that guy's a Callaway guy. I wonder if this guy's a Callaway guy, just to kind of see who I might be working with, you know, as time goes on. It's an interesting way to look at it. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I, you know, God, the hand of God came down and blessed me and I can't believe it's happening. Like this is, it's going to be nuts. So when we're recording this, we're Thursday or Wednesday,
yep,
before Battle of the Beach, but you know, on Monday after the show posts, you know, my life will it'll be a completely different life than what I'm living right now.
That's your job. It's unbelievable. So I'm pumped. I mean, you've been talking about these type of opportunities for a while, and I know some things have kind of come your way, and like for one of them to stick and for it to be this opportunity, I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. Yep.
I'm happy for you, man. So congratulations. That's good. That's big news. And thanks for coming on this podcast, obviously, to help with the announcement of that, you know, another media outlet, you know. So you just, if anybody wants to, you know, run press through, you know, through me to get to Johnny, you got to go through me first, apparently.
Got to go through Brian.
That's it. You know, I don't have a single Callaway golf club in my bag. Yeah, you do. We had the so we didn't talk about it too much. Again, these all got delivered to my house, and like we spent whatever 2 or 3 hours just beating balls, bending lie angles, getting everything right, and you know, it got in a good place. But we'll see how it went at Battle at the Beach with a little recap.
Yep,
Johnny Wander, congratulations, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you can go follow him at Johnny Wander on Instagram. I think it's like Johnny_Wander.
You just
do Johnny Wander, and it'll pop up, and then you'll see him plenty
on Callaway
Golf. Yep, how good
Callaway
is that?
G.
I love saying it.